Darren Kroenke is a member of the Brothertown Indian Nation. He admits that the Brothertown are pretty modest compared to Wisconsin's 11 official tribes.
Currently, I believe our tribal enrollment stands at around 3,400. The immediate acreage that the tribe actually owns right now is 3/4 of an acre.
Kroenke says it's a long story, but essentially when the Indian Reorganization Act was enacted in 1934, the Brothertown leadership was in disarray and failed to advocate for recognition under the law. Then, in the late 1970s, Congress set up guidelines for federal recognition. The tribe submitted a letter of intent, along with evidence they felt met the government's criteria. Nedra Darling of the Bureau of Indian Affairs says now the Brothertown are finally closer to their goal.
It looks like they have reached what's called an active status, which means that they've been assigned a team, usually a historian, an anthropologist, and a genealogist, that will be working directly with this petitioning group to solidify their documents that they've submitted.
Darren Kroenke says if approved, the Brothertown Indian Nation will have access to federal funds earmarked for helping tribes with education, labor, and housing. He adds it also helps to simply have a sense of place after centuries of relocation and losing their traditional lands.
We really need to establish a place that we can call home again.
Nationwide, there are more than 330 tribes that have filed for recognition. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.